Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You wrote a column on Deadspin.com about Steph Curry. You can tell me the title. I don't remember the title.
This was a while ago. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Steph Curry ruining the game of basketball. When did you write it?
I don't remember. I'm going to look it up because it's been a while. But I did. I talked about the three-point. Everybody's a three-point shooter. Steph ruined the game. I know other people have talked about it. I think Mark Jackson in a different light. But I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of how the game has changed, but in a bad way. You know, like, I'm not against the three-pointer. I understand it. But I think everybody thinks that they're three-point shooters. And that's what I think I don't like about the game, that it's only three-pointers or dunks. And there's a whole different basketball out there that used to be played, and I'm not trying to turn the clock back.
The key is, do you blame Steph?
Yeah, because Steph took, from this standpoint, and when you watch that NBA 75 game changers.
We got your quote.
Not yet, but I'm just saying, when you listen to it, you know, there are prominent coaches on there saying that he was taking shots that coaches would cringe and coaches would, it had it been anybody else, and if he didn't make them with regularity, I mean, like that was the issue. If Steph would have missed a number of those early on, then people would have had him tone it down. But he was making them. So that made him be even more bold and step, you know, at half court and launch and stuff like that, that people would be like, oh, that's a terrible shot. Oh, it went in. Okay, it went in. And then it would be no big deal. And you know what? You talked about it, Chris. You were semi-critical, not totally critical, of Jimmy Butler taking that three-point shot in a situation.
Well, that's the thing. How can you praise that shot?
No, hold on. I'm about to say this. And maybe Jimmy Butler and others take threes now that maybe they wouldn't have had we not gone three ball happy because of Steph Curry. And that's what I'm saying, is that I could almost blame that shot on Steph as well. So anyway.
I can't wait to grab the mic.
Okay, so anyway.
Let's play your little, whatever the heck you said in the top 75 show.
Yes, we
both were featured in it. And here's Rob's comment about Steph ruining
it.
It
has some text.
Curry behind the back twice, leads, fades, fires, it's up, it's good! A three ball for Curry!
The shots he takes are shots that most coaches cringe at.
What kind of shot is it? Sit down, man. Get out of the gym.
Until Steph Curry came along and started to say, hey, I can make these shots.
You're benched. You're not playing again. You're running suicides during a timeout.
He expects to make every shot he takes, and the fans expect every shot he takes to go in.
Steph back. Three! He backed it in from the side!
Steph ruined the game. Hello? Is this on?
Yeah! Hey, Chris!
That's it?
Can you believe I made it in there, that they put in something that wasn't glory of Steph Curry, that was a little to the left, a little bit, and I made it in there. I love it. Hello? Is this on?
It's not a good look. I don't know why you're so happy about it, because it ain't a good look. And first of all, this is what Rob said 3 minutes ago. They had coaches and players and scouts saying how he's taking bad shots. That was Rick Barry. Okay, all-time great. He can say what he wants. And Michael Rapaport. All right, I love Michael Rapaport. That's my man. But he ain't no basketball expert.
George Cole also said it. He's in there. He's a coach, Chris. George Cole.
I heard Rapaport.
No.
But he was in it as well.
I'm just trying to give you the 411.
Anybody worth their salt will tell you Steph Curry from beginning to now takes bad shots. There ain't no question about it. And they're absolutely right. If you took those shots back in the day, you getting benched. Just like if Jimmy Butler pulls up on a 2-on-3 fast break and shoots a three-pointer, you getting benched. But here's the point, Rob. You can't blame Steph Curry for ruining. He didn't ruin the game. First of all, the game is not ruined. Game's in a good space, number one. Number two, Steph Curry is a phenom. Steph Curry is special. Steph Curry can do things that other people can't do. And what happens when you can do things that other people can't do is everybody emulates you. So, yes, you go out on the playground and kids are taking 30-footers. You go watch them in their little leagues and they're taking 25-footers. Everybody wants to shoot the three. But that's not Steph's fault. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that is what it is. Just like, and Stephen A. said it today, we'll get into him and Durant later, but he said it today and he was absolutely right. Well, he said Jordan ruined the game. I disagree with that, but my point is that if you're gonna say Steph ruined the game, which is ridiculous, then you can say Jordan ruined the game. Because the same exact thing happened in the late 80s, early 90s. Michael Jordan was so phenomenal individually. He was had so many moves. He was so great in isolation. No one could stop him. That's how a lot of kids began playing. Everybody wanted to go one-on-one. And the NBA followed suit. Michael was so athletic that they were drafting players who didn't have many skills, but, man, they could jump out of the gym. They were quick as all get out, all because of Michael Jordan. And if you look at that period of Jordan and 20 years later, the game followed that pattern. ISO. Let me get an ISO guy. Let him go one-on-one. And that's not Jordan's fault. No, I didn't make you follow me. You can't do what I do. So go do your stuff. Don't do my stuff.
But
same exact thing with Steph.
If you talk to most players, a lot of them, they all say they don't recognize this game. They don't like it. You know that. You talk to players all the time. They're like, I can't even watch this.
So what?
Well, but
that don't mean the game is ruined.
They're not the
game is thriving.
That guys who played in the league who don't even want to watch it or think that it's not entertaining to them. And there are plenty of fans, Chris. There are got people
really?
Who don't enjoy it.
Are at an 8-year high.
All right, this year is working out, but there are people who don't like it. But there are people who don't like it. That's all I'm saying.
Rob?
No,
you
but
can say that about anything.
But I'm giving
this
my
ain't
opinion.
The time to say the game
but,
is struggling.
But I'm giving my opinion that there are people who don't like the game the way it
okay,
is.
Okay, and there's
and
people
they look
don't
at,
like everything.
And they don't. And they blame Steph Curry. I'm not alone. When you open up
who
the calls,
who blames Steph Curry?
There are other people who are on the same point of view of me. It ain't even like
here's
I'm on
Rob,
some island. I'm not on an island.
You're blaming Steph Curry.
I am.
More than the analytics geeks.
Yes.
Really?
I'm blaming Steph
it's
Curry
not
for
Steph
taking
Curry's
ridiculous
fault.
Shots.
Okay.
That
so
happened to. Go
in. Then that's his fault?
Yes.
Why is it his fault that he can shoot shots other people can't shoot?
I wish he would have missed and then they would have stopped him early
well,
on.
Well, you do because you ain't feeling him. But if you just look at it objectively, this is a guy that could do things other people can't
do. I'm as objective as they come when it comes to sport. Are you kidding me?
When it comes to
sport. I'm the most objective. I'm the one.
And here's the thing, Rob. Steph Curry isn't playing based on analytics. Steph Curry's playing his game. And Mike D'Antoni and other analytics-driven coaches and executives in the league, if you really want to talk about messing up the game, that's who you blame. Seriously, they're the ones telling their players, either to your point earlier, either take a three or take a shot in the paint. Nothing else. That's not Steph saying that. Steph actually shoots mid-range jump shots. I mean, up until the last couple years, he shot a lot of mid-range jump shots. And even when they were winning with KD, the Warriors shot a lot of mid-range stuff. Klay does too. So they don't buy fully into that analytics thing. So I'm with you. If you want to say criticize the way the game's played, it's not Steph's fault.
It's Steph's
Steph
fault.
Exciting.
Steph is
fun to watch. Allen Iverson himself said, yo, I love watching this dude.
And I know plenty of players who can't watch it who think that the game is ruined
who else
by
that
three.
Can't watch Steph.
That the game
maybe
has been,
other players, the but game, they can't. The game has who, been, who can't watch Steph?
The game has been ruined by threes and
by
a lot
analytics,
of.
By analytics,
no,
not
but,
by
but,
Steph.
But Steph, because Steph.
Steph ain't say, you know what, these are the analytics, let me start shooting three. No, he's just a great shooter.
And he is. Change the way that people look at the game, and everybody thinks they're Steph Curry, and they're not. That's the problem.
Did Michael
Everybody's
Jordan ruin
not.
The game too?
No, Michael Jordan did
oh,
not.
Oh, really?
Ruin the game. No.
It was the same with Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Yeah,
what are you
but everybody,
about?
But the people didn't. The game didn't change.
They didn't try to play like
everybody
Mike.
Didn't
it
win.
Did change.
Everybody didn't play that way. Everybody didn't win
they
that
did.
Way.
They tried to
no,
go
they didn't.
ISO.
Not
teams went ISO. It wasn't Magic Bird. The pass is the beautiful thing. 5-man basketball. It was let me try to be like Mike. You're being exposed, Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Interesting back and forth between one of our friends, Stephen A. Smith, on First Take today, and Kevin Durant. No surprise there, KD will go at whoever. He's gone at me. He's gone at Stephen A. before. He's gone at Nick Wright. He's gone at Skip. He's gone at Shannon. He's gone at random 14-year-olds in their mom's kitchen. You know, what, he just goes at whoever. And that's fine. And so today, and I mentioned this a bit earlier, Rob, Stephen A., they were talking the same topic you and I were talking about, Steph potentially ruining the game. And Stephen A. Smith said that it was actually Michael Jordan who ruined the game, which I think is ridiculous too. But his point was that, you know, kind of what you were saying about Steph, he was saying about Jordan. Everybody wanted to emulate Mike. They began playing one-on-one. Wasn't as team-focused as it happened with Magic Bird, so on and so forth. And Kevin Durant tweets back at Stephen A. My theory, this is Durant, is that guys like Stephen A., Skip, and Shannon Sharp, have changed the game for the worse. Players like Stephen Curry, and Michael Jordan, can only push the game forward. So, Rob, I want to go there.
And you and I don't shy away from anything. And I want to, like, he's saying that the debate shows, the heavy opinion shows, whether they be on TV, which you and I both are and have been a part of, or
since
on
the beginning,
radio.
Since Cold Pizza.
Right? Because really, you noticed, you said it last segment, you've been covering the NBA since 87. Cold Pizza started in 2003, I believe it was.
Something like that, yeah.
And that's the precursor to First Take, and they had First and 10.
It was
right?
a segment, three times a show, called First and 10. That's where we got
right.
started. And I do.
Some might say, I don't know, would you say it started with Pardon the Interruption? With Will Bond and Kornheiser?
A little different. Yeah.
They didn't go as hard as Skip and Stephen A.
It was kind of, you do say your thing, and then you say your thing. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
Right.
The debate style, at where we are today.
Right.
And I think, to be honest, I mean, in the three shows that you just mentioned, me, you, and Skip have been on all three of them, I think, are
well,
the only three.
You're talking about, Cold Pizza, First
right.
Take, and
Undisputed.
And Undisputed.
I think the three of
We're
us.
We're the only three. You're right. probably right.
Who've done all three. But anyway, my point on it is...
I was just going to say these shows did not exist and the heavy debate didn't exist when Michael was playing, when Magic and Bird and Isaiah.
You'd have to
were
wait for a newspaper column
like
to come out
Absolutely.
And a columnist would take you to task or something.
Right. So I just wanted to set the tone, but go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. I think a lot has changed and. We've seen, but I think that Kevin Durant is short-sighted if he thinks it's only in a negative, because I think it's been a positive as well. Players also, Chris, have access, right, to put their own stuff out there. There are team websites.
And to go on the shows.
Yep, they could do all that. They could go on the radio, to do their own podcast, whatever it is. So it's not just... the handful of guys who are doing it, okay?
Right.
I mean,
right.
those are the shows that people watch because people want a little more than just home cooking, Chris, and that's what it comes down to. Kevin Durant wants home cooking.
Absolutely. And we've talked about that before. The players, they used to say just the media, but now even when great ex-players criticize.
They don't want to hear from them.
Right. Just went at Draymond.
Right. They go at Draymond, who's playing, and Kendrick Perkins gets attacked.
Right.
You know, because they say stuff that they don't want to hear. And that's the whole point. Like, they're just too sensitive. But, Chris, I'm going to say this. They have benefited from the exposure of that. When I started covering, there was no ESPN.
Was ESPN, but it wasn't as big as this.
I don't remember.
ESPN started in 79.
Okay, 79. And it was Australian rules football.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
But
ESPN, the way we know it.
When you start covering the NBA, it just wasn't as big as it is.
No.
But it wasn't
what you're seeing now. Chris, sports talk radio just started, right?
Right. Where before, and it was all local.
Right.
Because here's the deal. Let me explain that, Rob. Back then, when newspapers were dominant.
That's what people waited for the news right. the next day.
And every NFL game or NBA game was not on television. You had to watch, when it came to NFL, you had to watch whatever few games they put on your station in your city. You read your newspaper. Yep. You didn't have access to papers all over the country like you do now on the internet.
And you know,
so
let me say one more thing.
Radio was local because it was hard to know all the details and ins and outs of teams all over the league. You knew stuff, of course, you followed it, but you couldn't follow it nearly as closely as you can now.
And what I wanted to interject in that, and your point is right, is we used to watch Howard Cosell do the highlights on Monday Night Football. Chris, that was the only time we could see other games. But we couldn't see the highlights. That
George
was it.
George Michael's Sports Machine,
yes.
A 30-minute show with the highlights at 11:30 Sunday night. Like
we couldn't see anything else. It wasn't
right.
like that.
And so here's what I'll say, and I agree with you, Rob. I've said it. I've long been saying this. the media, like the players and media need each other. Because if the media don't promote the game, don't hype the game, don't talk about the game, don't help make the players larger than life, no matter how good you are, you just a bunch of dudes running around playing basketball or football or whatever it is. We and media is not just a radio show, a TV show. It's putting the games on television,
right,
and making them huge. And that enables the players to become celebrities, superstars, make all the money they want, and do basically whatever they want to do with their life because they got so much money and access. But so it's very positive. But I will say this, Rob, and I do think this is what Durant's alluding to when he says change the game for the worse. It is in a big way, it's harder on players today because they are more scrutinized than ever. Okay? A Tuesday night game in January in Utah, if Kevin Durant goes 7-for-28 and misses a game-winning shot or potential game-winning shot, it's going to be talked about on all the talk shows the next day. That Jordan didn't have to worry about that. Bird, Magic, Dr. J, they didn't have to worry about that. And Rob, we only really remember, for the most part, the great games that the old heads had. And they were not held to the standard. They may have been locally, like you said, a local columnist may have ripped them.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't national, right? That wasn't on national television. I'm going to point a few things out. Because I guarantee you, if some of these guys, Steph, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Klay Thompson, whoever, have bad games in these finals, they're going to get killed. But let me tell you about some of the legends. All right, Larry Bird. Larry Bird's first finals, Rob, he had 2 8-point games. If Jason Tatum comes out to this series and has, in fact, they were back-to-back where he shot 3-for-11 in each game. If Jason Tatum does that, he's going to get crushed. Larry Bird in the 87 finals, Rob, against the Lakers, game 6. Closeout game for the Lakers. Bird goes 6-for-16, 16 points. The 88 Eastern Conference Finals when Detroit took him out. Bird, game 6, closeout, 4-for-17. Game 2, 6-for-20, another 6-for-17. And I'm not trying to pick on Bird. Stockton, Rob, in the 98 Finals against the Jordan Bulls. Here's Stockton in games 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. 9 points, 2 points, 7 points, 6 points, 10 points. I know he wasn't a scorer, but 2 points, 6 points. Can you imagine Chris Paul doing that today?
And
Isaiah, our man, Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah's first finals. Rob,
well,
88, he had 2 10-point games, and another 13-point game.
Well, Chris Paul did do that, but that's another story.
Not that bad, no, but really, it wasn't that bad.
No,
and that's my point, is that, and we said it, right, the players don't like the criticism. And the criticism, just like the praise is more than ever, the criticism is too. And I know that wears on the players because they are held every little, you have a bad quarter. People are talking about it. You miss a shot late, people are talking about it. And that's what Durant's alluding to. And I'll admit, that would be a tough thing. That's a tough thing for them to handle, but because the legends weren't held to this standard.
Yeah, but the other part is, when Durant wins the back-to-back MVPs and in the finals and they win, he also gets a heap
Agreed.
Of praise that's unlike, unmatched, Chris, that
right.
those players
that
never
they
got.
Didn't get.
They didn't get
He's
that.
He's not on a tape delay.
Exactly. and you're going to talk about him for the next week, about
right.
Kevin
that's
Durant
a good point. Right.
and where he is and how he fits in. He's one of the best players in the league, and on and on and on and on. So there is a flip side, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Is that you do get it when you do well and you get credit. So it ain't a one-way street.
No,
I'm not buying it.
No way. No, but you would admit there's a positive and there's a negative for the player.
Sure.
But, Rob, I say this, what you and I do every night on our show, what I do on First Things First, what we've done on Undisputed and all that, Skip does and Stephen A., we're just doing, in an educated way, because we've covered the leagues, right? We're not just coming up here out of nowhere. We covered sports. We've talked to players, coaches, executives, so on and so forth. But we're doing what's been done in the barbershop for decades.
It's just the cameras
what,
there,
what
right?
What guys will be doing on their couches in their living rooms when they're watching the game tonight or Sunday. You know what I mean? You're talking. And not Rob, it's also what the players do. We're not doing anything differently from what the players do. And, Rob, you and I and others, we have to be held accountable too. Right? We're unlike the brother in the barbershop who's talking junk.
Right. And
nobody hears him other than the 10 people in there.
And he don't have all his facts together. He's just throwing stuff out.
He's just throwing random junk out. We have to answer to, we might get called out by a player. We will get called out by people on Twitter. So we deal with it too, not to the extent of a superstar player, but we deal with it. Kwame Brown came after us too. He didn't just go after players.
And I don't know, maybe LeBron's not a billionaire without the exposure, Chris, that he also gets.
But he's not.
Right?
No, he's not. Not.
You know what I'm saying, right?
The growth of the game,
right.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm.
All this grows the game.
Right.
These shows grow the game too.
It's not a negative, and this is the thing that people, even when they have mostly athletes, even like inside the NBA, which does well, but
that's
the debate
a great show.
Right, it's a great show, and the chemistry and all that. I love the show, right. But the debate shows have something different. You know what I mean? Like, as much as Chris, people rip the writers and people cover the game, fans still want to hear what we have to say because I don't.
Right. They need an objective view.
Yes, we're not. We don't have a horse in the race.
Absolutely.
I think that there's something to that. I really do. That people
they don't want just a lot of butt kissing and wound licking. Right. You got to tell the truth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With that being the case, Rob, let's turn our attention to the NFL. And Miles Garrett, now Deshaun Watson, Rob, I think we mentioned it yesterday, a 23rd woman has come out and accused him of sexual harassment. And so now, you know, it just adds another layer to this situation. But he's been practicing with the Browns. His teammates have, by all accounts, been impressed by his football ability, which is, you know, not surprising. But Rob G, kind of bring us up to speed on the Myles Garrett situation, and then we'll get into that.
Well, sure. OTAs have resumed in the last week or so with pretty much every team in the NFL. And obviously in Cleveland, a big talking point is Deshaun Watson. Not just, you know, his availability this season because of the looming suspension, but also just the way he looks and the way he's been on the field. Well, Myles Garrett has been their best player for several years now, and he was asked about Deshaun Watson at OTAs yesterday. Here's what he said.
In my business, you know, that's all him. And you know, whether I see it in the media, whether it's pressed by y'all, you know, I try to keep my nose out of it. I don't try to put my eyes on it. You know, the only thing that matters to me is if he's playing every game or if he's not, and how we can overcome that, and what we need to do is to step as a defense if he isn't.
All right. Well, there was a lot more that he said, and I'm going to get into some of that, because I thought what the other stuff he said, Rob G, that's really what where I wanted to go.
What was it? Why don't you
here's
just say
what he
it,
says. Well, I'm going to read it. Okay. Here's what he says. I don't know what happened. All right, they ask him about the allegations surrounding Watson. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. No one in this room really knows what happened, other than the people that were involved. I can't move one way or the other based on hearsay. So I just have to move with the character of the man that I know from day to day. And it's a good guy from what I've seen, from what I've played against, and from what I've seen in the building. From what I've seen, he's walked the right way. And whether he's had a slip up or not, I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury or the executioner. I'm here to play a game. And whether we agree or disagree with who he is off the field, that's yet to be seen. But as far as the guy I know on the field, he's special. Now, Rob, I agree with that. All right. I think that he handled that question the right way. The one thing I would disagree with on him in this quote is where he said whether he's had a slip up or not. Like, I mean, if indeed he's guilty of the allegations, that's more than a slip up. Those
especially
allegations
since
are not
23
of a slip up.
Of right. 23 and a pattern of certain things. I mean,
right.
You could act like you don't know, and a lot of people, and I'm not.
Oh, so you don't like what Garrett said?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you could say that's his point of view. I mean, his opinion. I don't think I would talk about it in that light. I was going to say.
So what would you say?
I was going to say, I think people, before they saw the video of Ray Rice, like, didn't know what went on, and I was a spat between a fiance, and I don't know what happened in the elevator. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you didn't.
But
nobody
you don't.
Didn't know. No, I'm just saying. And then it changed, obviously, when you saw it, so you did know. What's his name? Bob Kraft, same thing. I don't know what went on. Well, they had the video. We never saw it. But, yeah, everybody can say it. All I'm saying is everybody has a right to say whatever they want. It's not out of bounds to be asked about it because, obviously, it's a big story, and the guy is probably going to wind up being suspended at some point. So, I mean, that's the way he wanted to handle it. I would say I just don't know. You know what I mean?
But that's what he said.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't condemn him fully, but I would say if the allegations are true, it's a pretty devastating story or something like that, but I don't know. But I would definitely put a caveat that if they are true, it would be disturbing to me.
Yeah, see, I think he handled it well. That's fine. You're right. You could add that on there.
Just in case. I'm just saying. Like,
well,
yeah.
But I think he – see, I don't think he – I think he did not condemn a teammate, and he didn't just completely – belittle the allegations. He didn't say that, you know, there's no way he did that. I mean, I've gotten to know this guy over the last few months since he got, you know, traded to our team. There's no way he did that. That would be out of bounds because, as he said, you don't know. And he said, I like this quote, "I'm here to play a game, and whether we agree or disagree with who he is off the field, that's yet to be seen." He didn't say whether we disagree with him on or off the field, hey, we still got to play ball together. That would have been a bit flippant, a bit, wow, that's like the slip up to me. But saying it's yet to be seen, if indeed he's charged, and he didn't go this far, but I think I'm reading into it, Rob. I read it to say if he did what is alleged, then I don't agree with who he is off the field. And he's saying, strictly though, from what I've seen as a football player, he's special. And what I've encountered, and that's all you can go on. I like I said, to me, he handled it well. I would expect, Rob, that if Watson's guilty of this stuff, and there's reason to believe so, because like you said, it's 23 women. Doesn't it mean it's true necessarily, but it is a lot of women. Then you do have to come out and condemn the actions. There's no question about it. But if you don't, I mean, if somebody in our group, as far as, you know, our studio and our team and all that, was accused of something, then I would have to be like, if it's a guy I know fairly well, like, hey, I never saw anything like that. Like Josh Donaldson wanted his teammates to say, Rob, look, I mean, I think Judge handled it well. Judge was like, look, I just think he did a good job with this because he didn't condemn him, but he also didn't just brush over the allegations. And I think that's all you can do when we just got to wait and see what comes of this.
And I've seen these in the past, and I'm not equating it the same way, but I remember very vividly when the O.J. Simpson thing happened. And O.J., you got to remember what a star he was on television, Chris. And I can remember everybody
people
coming to bat.
People didn't want to believe it.
No, Bob Costas, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, people were like, no. And obviously, he was acquitted or whatever, but people still have their questions about, you know, what happened. And a lot of people think he did it, but he was acquitted. But I did hear those kind of things early on. You know what I mean? Where people.
But I don't think this is that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Would you agree with that? That this people, isn't that? Of course. I mean,
yeah.
I like you said, OJ, people did not want to believe that OJ did what, you know, a lot of people think he did.
Right. And
they were saying it. They were like you said, they were. But I don't think that's been the case here. I certainly don't think Garrett is like, oh, no, no way. No way he did. He didn't say that.
No, he didn't. I didn't say he said that. I'm just saying, yeah. I think the nature of, and you got to be careful. The Bill Cosby thing was another one. I have plenty of arguments with guys in my barbershop and people who just couldn't buy into that. Bill Cosby wouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, I'm not buying into that. And then the numbers started piling up and all that. Next thing you know, he's in jail. Like right. Bill Cosby, of all people.
And look, the Deshaun Watson, I mean, we may find out he did do this. And then you have to deal with it accordingly. But I just think not knowing, I don't know, if I was in that position, like you said, maybe you do add, look, if he did do what they alleged he's done, then that's terrible. And, you know, he should, you know, there should be ramifications that he has to suffer because of that. But I wouldn't condemn someone when I don't know. I just have to let it, you know, we have to see how it plays out.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!